Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The pitch to him is swung on, hit high in the air down the right field line. It is slicing foul, and at the pole, that ball is fair. It's in play. All the way around to score is Mazzara. Pence circling third. He's heading for the plate, and Pence scores. We may have just seen an inside-the-park homer.
Squeeze play! Make my heart sing. We talk everything baseball. Come on, squeeze play. Ah! Woo! Huh! Guitar!
Rangers win again on this station. They get the 9-5 W, won four of their last five, six games over 500 for the first time this season. In control of the second wild card spot. It's Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan. They will play today again at 3 o'clock. Who is more likely to get to the postseason between these two? The Red Sox or the Rangers? Fangraphs have their playoff odds. Who do you think they favor?
I saw this. They favor the Red Sox.
Oh, okay. I would have guessed they still heavily favor the Red Sox.
They do. The Red Sox with a 61% playoff odd. The Rangers, 3.8 for the playoff odds. The Red Sox, 61%.
Now, the Red Sox still have a lot of games left against Tampa and New York, who are two teams that are going to win 90 games. They will have, you know, obviously games against Houston to come and such, but so do the Rangers. I understand this. I mean, they're banking on the Red Sox coming alive.
All right, explain this to me, because this is part of baseball and sports that drives me nuts and confuses me. One reason for the Ranger pessimism is that they've outperformed their base runs stats by four wins, while the Red Sox have underperformed by three. What does that mean?
Unlucky or lucky in one case. So if your run differential is 10, right, but you have a winning record by 12 games.
Yeah.
You're getting lucky. You're winning games that you shouldn't be winning.
I know what win differential is, but base runs stats, I don't know what that is. It says it's another way of saying the Rangers have been clutch and the Red Sox have not. I've never heard base runs.
It's just that average of if you score this many runs more than your opponent, then you should win this average amount of games. It's saying, you know, the Rangers, based on their run differential, have been more fortunate, like RJ said, and the Red Sox less so.
All right, let's get to this Gallo idea.
All right. The agent for Joey Gallo is Scott Boras, as the great Randy Galloway affectionately named him the Great Satan.
Okay.
Okay. This is because of A-Rod. This is because of just about everybody that owned John Hart while he was the general manager here. The Rangers are going to have a decision to make on Joey Gallo because he is a Scott Boras guy.
You're sure of that?
I am positive.
You're sure of that?
So he's a Boras guy. That means he is not going to sign an extension early. The trend in baseball right now, we saw this with Ronald Acuna, with Ozzy Albies. We saw it with Rugi, for crying out loud. You sign an extension before your service time is up to become a free agent. They basically buy out your remaining controllable years at a higher rate and then sign you to a little bit longer of a deal. Mike Trout did this. All right, and that's why Mike Trout is going to become a free agent at a much later age than Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper is a Boras guy, did not do this. Went to free agency, signed a mega deal.
Yeah.
Joey Gallo will, unless he leaves the Boras agency, will not do that. He will wait for a big-time contract. Scott Boras is going to want Aaron Judge money for Joey Gallo. I think at the least they'll settle for Edwin Encarnacion money, which is still $30 million a year, for crying out loud. But those are the guys. Judge, Encarnacion, Stanton. Nelly Cruz would be in there if he was a younger player. But all those guys can play, you know, with the exception of Encarnacion. I mean, they're all good outfielders, just like Joey Gallo is. He's going to want a ton of money. The Rangers will not, I don't believe, be able to pay 8 years, $250 million.
Why would they not be able to?
When have they ever shown they are?
A-Rod.
Okay, 20 years ago, different owner.
Well, who's been the player that's justified that here since?
And has given them that chance. They didn't do it with J.D. Martinez. They had the chance with J.D. Martinez. They could have put $30 million out there. They didn't.
And that's a 300 hitter.
But
with 40 home run power.
But I don't think that fit their rebuild plan. J.D. Martinez was available right there in the rebuild.
I'm not saying
I have the answer to it. Who is the player since A-Rod that they were cheap on?
Oh.
They paid Shinsu. They're willing to pay Prince.
Yeah, but they paid Shinsu.
They let Josh Wall. I mean, all these had major question marks, but they let Josh Wall.
CJ.
They weren't going to re-up Yu Darvish. They CJ. Didn't do it with CJ. They let Cliff Lee go.
But those weren't automatic.
They were not automatic deals that had to be given. Like, Cliff Lee ended up getting, I think, close to 30 at the time, but I believe the team that got him was a little bit regretful of that because he regressed.
Do you really think they're going to pay an 8-year deal to a 29-year-old?
At some point, won't they have to? If you want a generational talent, and maybe you don't think Joey is that, but if you want one, at some point you're going to have to, right?
If you want to compete, if you want to be a big boy, they've never shown.
Now, he's 25 right now.
He'll be 29 when he's a free agent.
But you also got to be sold on it. I don't know if everybody's sold on Joey Gallo is that. I mean, he's having a great season.
Yeah, I'm not sold on him yet.
Make no mistake.
On that.
Yeah.
Right. But.
So why not try to win for the next 3 or 4 years with him?
Yeah, that's fine.
Before.
That's fine.
Trading or dealing.
Yeah, you don't have to trade him right now. Yeah. I would not suggest that. But there's going to come a point where they're going to have to make a decision. If they see him in another 18 months.
Yeah.
As a guy that is going to command 8 years and $250 million?
What would Joey have to average for the next, in terms of average home runs and on base, for the next 3 seasons in order for you to pay him that? What would he have to average? And maybe you just say no, he could average anything that's crazy in terms of numbers, but I'm not going to do it because of the age. What would he have to average?
If he is on par home run wise with, you know, the.
Which he will be at the top in that category no matter
sure.
what.
Sure. I mean, if he's
going to hit 40.
If he's on par home run wise with Judge.
Okay.
Or other guys.
Yeah.
And his batting average is not below 260 every year. If he's hitting 260, I mean, that's going to be a guy that's going to command a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of money, especially a left hander.
And I think all that is doable. I mean, that's the beauty of having to wait. We can see what he does.
The 260 is going to be the toughest part because he's going to be a strikeout guy.
Yes.
But his on-base is always going to be good. So if he's 260, but he's got an on-base of close to 400, if he has an OPS of 920 or higher over the next, you know, year and a half, you know, at the end of the 2020 season, they're going to have to make a decision on, all right, do we know we're going to sign him or do we know we can't afford to sign him? When does he price himself out? And the sooner they make that decision, if they A, can and are willing to sign him or B, are not, then the more they can get for him. If they can get something for him after, if he's got 2 years remaining, they could get a ton potentially for him.
And you can help send Joey Gallo and Hunter Pence to the All-Star game in Cleveland. And you can vote up to 5 times a day at TexasRangers.com. TexasRangers.com up to 5 times a day for Joey Gallo and Hunter Pence. So that's your all-star voting update.
Our boy Corey Majors on 105.3TheFan.com, also famous for his evening show, the KNC Masterpiece, wrote an article about the players that could be potential trade candidates for the Texas Rangers if they decide they want to compete. There are a number of teams that he takes a look at and players that they might be interested in. We can go through a few and see what you guys think as to whether or not they would help out this team. Derek Rodriguez, the son
of Pudge.
Of Yvonne Rodriguez, last year had a terrific rookie season for the San Francisco Giants, but is severely struggling this season. Obviously, we know what the Giants' situation is. They're going to be sellers at the deadline. I don't think Madison Bumgarner or Jeff Samardzija are guys that the Rangers might really be interested in, but if you could buy low on the son of a Rangers legend at 27 years old with 4 years left of control, I think that's an interesting suggestion by Corey. Another team he takes a look at, and he goes kind of team by team here, is the teams that will likely be sellers and the players that will be available. The Marlins have a couple of pitching options that you could be interested in. Pablo Lopez, he's a 23-year-old, $550,000 and 5 years of control left. This year, he's striking out more than a batter an inning and has a really nice walks plus hits per innings pitched number. It's right around 1-1, which is really dominant for starters. Obviously, if you want to see the entire rest of the list, go to 105.3thefan.com and check out Corey's article. But I think it's fun now to be able to say on both sides for the Rangers, we can look at trade for and trade away scenarios. I have to admit, I'm still in a weird space about feeling all in, competing for a wild card spot and competing for a playoff spot, because playing in a one-game playoff game is not the same as locking up a playoff spot and being able to play in a series. I do not consider those to be the same level.
But their justification can be, even if we lose the one-game playoff, we're on the cusp.
Right.
We're about to turn the corner.
And
I just don't know if I want to make that opinion on Hunter Pence.
Yeah, you're about to turn the corner, but when you turn that corner, you're going to turn that corner without Hunter Pence, without Lance Lynn as a part of the deal, without Logan Forsyth. You know, you're going to have to figure out what to do with Danny Santana and Delino DeShields. I mean, see,
and who knows if Santana is who they've kind of found as this diamond in the rough. Who knows if he's going to continue being the player he's been. You know, the one thing they're going to look at is it's kind of shown that season tickets are based off the previous year, right? If they have a good season, they're moving to a new stadium next year. Now, the season tickets are probably going to be good anyway in the first year of the stadium. But it would help also if they could sell to the fact that, hey, we made the wild card last year. We're on the come.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.